Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast for July 20, 2012. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, and I am now back from Comic-Con. I was there last week, that's why there was no show. This week, let's talk about new stuff. Ice Age Continental Drift 3D was number one at the box office last weekend with $46.6 million. It was followed by The Amazing Spider-Man with a less than amazing $34.6 million, Ted with $22.4 million, Brave with $11.2 million, and Savages with $9.4 million. I don't even know what Savages is. And despite seeing Brave in the theaters, I forgot it came out. New this week, The Dark Knight Rises and a bunch of other stuff that you won't be seeing. Dark Knight Rises will be beating out Amazing Spider-Man and Ice Age and possibly setting a few records. Reviews are all over the place, but you don't care because you're already seeing it right now. Spielberg's Lincoln will be out on November 9th, just in time for Oscar season. New Marvel movies, including a Thor sequel, a Captain America sequel, and an Ant-Man movie, are all set to be in development from Comic-Con. The Tom Tom Club put out a new album. Chumbawamba broke up, which means they'll still get back together again, because I'm not even going to go on this joke. Moving on, Chunklet announced they're going to put out a new Manor Astro Man 7-inch record with three new tracks, DEFCON 5, Antimatter Man, and Mr. Space, the latter of which is exclusive to the 7-inch record. The other two will be in some format on their next full length. I know not all of you are big music people or Manor Astro Man people, but if you listen to this show, I'm just going to give you a recommendation. Manor Astro Man is a band you'll probably like. It's like surf music with samples from old movies. It's good. You'll like it. Special offer from Entertainment Earth. Free, seriously, free Batman Dark Knight Rises Movie Master. I came up with an offer, I'm assuming you might not want to refuse. Well, maybe you will. If you spend $99 on in-stock Batman stuff, we will give you a free Mattel Batman Dark Knight Movie Masters figure. And that's Batman, not one of the other characters. It is Batman. You can buy DC Direct statues, you can buy all the Batman bobbleheads, pop vinyl you want, you spend $100 worth of it. If it's in stock, we will add a Batman figure to your shopping cart. It's an $18 Batman figure. If you go to the store, it's going to be expensive. So why not get it for free? I recommend statues. I think it's a good time to buy your Bat gifts, Bat t-shirts, Bat hats. See what we have at sale.entertainmentearth.com. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised, unless you already bought it all, in which case I think you'll be disappointed you waited. Thanks for listening. Okay, toy news, Comic-Con. There was a lot. Star Trek revealed diamond stuff, the Klingon Bird of Prey vehicle, a Devil in the Dark specific Spock action figure. We got, what else do we got? Klingon Disruptor, and they all look great. Battle Beast. Diamond announced several new Minimates figures, including what will be Wave 1 this December. A Bat vs. Moose set will be sold exclusively at Toys R Us, while the human characters of Bliss and her brother Tate will be out at Specialty. Specialty is, of course, Entertainment Earth and comic book stores. Other new beasts include a walrus, a snake, a scorpion, a tarantula, and a falcon. You can order the exclusive Ram and Dragonfly set from us right now. The rest will be out around December. I have the Ram and Dragonfly. I am very happy with them. And as someone who has a lot of the old Battle Beasts, I am pleased. You'll be pleased. Universal Monsters, Hunchback of Notre Dame Minimates were shown, as well as Mego-style Metal Luna Mutant and Phantom of the Opera. Marvel Select. I saw Ultron, a new Hulk, Nightcrawler, and what was referred to me as the best Venom figure ever. I was told the Venom will include multiple accessories to basically mutate into any version of Venom you could possibly want, which sounds pretty good to me. I'm sure there was some hyperbole there, but there always is. In Star Wars, Diamond Select will be producing more Banks. There are going to be a Jawa, a quarter-scale vinyl Jawa, which is pretty darn cool, and a really impressive Clone Wars Obi-Wan Kenobi animated-style bust Bank. Since General Giant's not really doing much in the way of busts, I'm thinking about getting some more of these. Diamond also showed neon signs of Darth Vader and Boba Fett's helmets. Eagle Moss will be making James Bond's Aston Martin DB5 one piece at a time. This is so ambitious, it's ridiculous. Screws, windows, doors, the hood, electronics, and other pieces will be shipped weekly in the UK and eventually brought out in the United States, kind of like you might subscribe to a magazine or a newspaper. If you collect all 90, you'll be able to produce an insanely impressive, amazingly detailed, as realistic as I've ever seen, 1/6 scale vehicle with bells, whistles, saws, lights, sounds. You're going to be impressed. Super 7 got a number of good licenses, including Alien and Transformers. For Transformers, they'll manufacture Super Shogun-style Optimus Prime and other Transformers, as well as drinking glasses. For Alien, and this is really exciting, they got the rights to produce retro 3¾-inch action figures. What they're going to do is take the original unused prototypes from 1979 that Kenner was going to make for Alien and make them now. Dallas, Ash, Ripley, Kane in a spacesuit, and Alien are on deck so far. If this sounds familiar to you, there were articles in the 1990s in action figure magazines and on the internet about these very figures, so getting the chance to buy them. If you like science fiction figures, if you like things that are contemporaries of the original Star Wars line, this might be the most exciting thing in years. NECA, as always, has a lot of exciting licenses. They showed off numerous Prometheus items, including... Well, let's go off from other stuff first. First, we got Aliens. They showed Hudson, which is Bill Paxton. They did not show Hicks, which was Michael Biehn, but they're working on him. They did show Terminator's Kyle Reese, which is Michael Biehn. They also showed Dutch from Predator. That's Arnold Schwarzenegger. The Prometheus figures included Holloway, David, that's the robot, the Trilobite, which is like the big facehugger thing, the Deacon, which is the creature from the end of the movie, which I won't spoil yet, as well as multiple new engineers. More are said to be coming. One of the older but cooler figures was a Predator based on the fan film Batman Dead End with red armor. The film, you might remember from Comic-Con a few years ago, had aliens and Predators fighting Batman and the Joker. Numerous other quarter-scale Predators were shown, new Gremlins were shown, the glow-in-the-dark Toys R Us exclusive Kennerish Robocop was shown. There was just some gorgeous stuff. I mean, NECA is, they're doing wonderful things. And they had new Portal figures and other stuff, but I'm going to talk about that on our video game podcast, which you can download separately. DC Direct showed a line of 3¾-inch Green Lantern action figures, which will knock your socks off when you see them, if they ever make it to store shelves. Kilowog and Kyle Rayner were sold at the show as a $25 two-pack, while Guy Gardner, Hal Jordan, Larfleeze, Atrocitus, Hanu, Saint Walker, John Stewart, Tomar Ray, Bleez, Saranic, Nadu, and Izamat Cole were previewed at the show on a really nice big OA display. I mean, it was beautiful. I wish I could buy it. I mean, I'm not a big hardcore Green Lantern guy, but I want this. Biff Bang Pow showed off a number of new items, including Venture Brothers and $6 Million Man. New Mego Venture Brothers include Sergeant Hatred, Pete White, Billy Quizboy, and my personal favorite, Shoreleaf. And, you know, those of you who do or don't know, I do a little consulting on the Biff Bang Pow lines, and I may have made sure that Shoreleaf was on the list. He was delayed slightly, but he's coming, and I'm happy. Brock Lobster has someone to hang out with now. Steve Austin action figures were on display from $6 Million Man, although I guess you could put him with your Venture Brothers, too, if you remember that one episode. Steve will have clear limbs and a new head sculpt, which I don't believe you've seen before. It's a lot... It's good. It's good. Battlestar Galactica bobbleheads are on display. They're looking good. Doctor Who, we showed the Mego scale Dalek again, which you can actually pre-order right now. And a new cup, which I didn't even see till I got to the show, which I can best describe as a Dalek Slurpee cup. So if you've ever been to 7-Eleven, those cups with the big dome, the eye stalk is where the straw goes. I mean, if it's a bendy straw, it's going to be the best thing ever. Lego introduced a new Star Wars Rengo pit for 2013. And showed Bag End from The Hobbit, which is due in late 2012. Series 8 of the collectible minifigures were announced and will include, get her pencil, an alien queen, a female skier, a female cowboy, a second cheerleader, a fairy, Santa Claus, a vampire bat, what may or may not be William Shakespeare, a pirate, a deep sea diver, a DJ, a guy that looks sort of like Oddjob from James Bond, a football player, a conquistador, an evil robot, and the ethnic pick of the week, a dude in lederhosen. Good times, due September. Lego fans are bemoaning this, but when I'm going over it, it's like, well, a football player, that's pretty cool. An evil robot, I'm into that. Vampire bat, sure. Santa Claus, I could take it or leave it. Female cowboy, absolutely. Alien queen, sure. Guy in lederhosen, give me six. I mean, that's fantastic. You want to have a bunch of drunk guys for your Lego Oktoberfest, don't you? I do. We're almost done, folks. We're almost done with this week, anyway. Hasbro confirmed a lot for Creo, including Star Trek. The Star Trek kits for 2013 were previewed. You get to see a big Enterprise with Kirk, Spock, and McCoy. They showed blind bag Transformers figures. No other licenses were announced, but they handed out free sample poly bags of Battleship mini sets at their booth because Hasbro is cool. Hasbro also handed out retail Cyberverse Legion toys, regular toys, which is one of the many awesome things on display. I got RC, Ratchet, Viacon, and Cliffjumper. Cliffjumper is really impressive. Really impressive. Like, if you don't have Cliffjumper, go buy Cliffjumper. It's good. They also showed the Asian exclusive Transformers Generations toys shown at Singapore a few months ago will be sold in the USA by the major retailer Toys R Us. That includes Deluxe Wheelie and Swerve, Voyager Megatron and Hotspot, and the really cool Legends figures, Thundercracker, Blue Streak. I think they're calling him Motor Mouth now, and Hoist. I'm doing a lot of this from memory. War for Cybertron figures were shown. Amazon will be getting an exclusive G2 Deco Fall of Cybertron Bruticus. I won't lie to you, I pre-ordered that. Most exciting were probably the new Voyager toys for Generations, which includes Soundblaster, Soundwave, Blaster, and Grimlock. Grimlock from the video game series. Grimlock. Soundwave is Soundwave. It's an upsized version, a newly tooled, bigger version of the character a couple years ago. Soundblaster is its token black repaint. They both include little discs that transform into spies, Buzzsaw and Laserbeak. Blaster is a remold of Soundwave. He includes Steeljaw, turns into a lion. While Grimlock is Grimlock, and he turns into a T-Rex, and he will be awesome. I just can't wait. I know I sound super excited, but I'm excited. The former tape decks all include one companion, but it's worth noting they will sell additional companions separately. Ravage, Rumble, Frenzy, Ratbat, I believe Flipsides, Eject, and others are going to be coming. So if you're a crazy person for those little tapes, since Hasbro can't seem to make actual tapes in its generation line, you can get the Fall of Cybertron versions. And I'll be getting them. I'll let you know when they're up for pre-order because I want them. What else? Maddie Collector announced they're going to do classic Watchmen figures and Ram Man. October Toys showed off new Zombie and OMFG figures. Series 2 of Zombie is very interesting as it will include Faden from the Glios line, which means nothing to some of you and everything to the very few of you, and I'm very excited to see this. OMFG Series 2 includes a crying cyborg baby, a turtle in a shirt called Shirtle, something called, was it Cuddle Hard? It's like the logo from the packaging, a licking tongue with arms and legs. A little Grim Gourd, which is a little October Toys mascot of a pumpkin. What was the other one? I'm forgetting. It's not in front of me. I apologize, but you'll be able to order OMFG Series 2 from Entertainment Earth someday in the future. They're on Kickstarter now. The Four Horsemen showed off the first sculpt of Terra Firma from its Outer Spaceman line. She is curvy. The most exciting scuttlebutt in the show, I think, probably came from Mattel's wrestling team, which mentioned they were considering doing muscle-style WWE figures, which is like the most 80s thing I've ever heard. I'm all over that. If they make 1980s wrestlers like Hulk Hogan and Iron Sheik, I'm in. Next week, we'll talk about Weta, Square Enix, Hasbro Star Wars, Gentle Giant, and whatever else I forgot to mention this week. There's a lot of stuff. It's a big show. And we got a lot of new arrivals and pre-orders on our site. You'll just have to go look at them because I'm tired and I got a lot to do today and I'm behind schedule as it is. Go to sale.entertainmentearth.com for all of our exciting offers. We also added Nerf Fire Vision items. You'll want to see those. We'll put up pictures soon. I'll talk about them more next week. See you guys next time. Have a great weekend. Go see Batman and stay safe and all that stuff.